Tracy Porter, and I am the founder and board chair of Food Trucks Against Homelessness.
What inspired you to create Food Trucks Against Homelessness?
You know, it's amazing when a beautiful idea comes out of something so simple. When we started this in 21, it was COVID, and we wanted to support our small business community, obviously the food, our food trucks in town. And we wanted to kind of collaborate with our HOA because of COVID and six, you know, feet of distancing and all that. And that just didn't pan out. They didn't want a food truck in the neighborhood. So, you know, I went to my wife and I was a little bit disappointed in their response. And she said, well, why don't we take the food trucks to one of our, you know, nonprofits in town that serves our houseless neighbors. And then we have a win-win. We're helping our houseless neighbors and we're helping the small business community. And we partnered with Westside Cares here in Colorado Springs. And here we are today. It blew up into this beautiful thing.
So how does it all work?
How does it all work? So we serve on Mondays. And the reason why we chose Mondays is Mondays was one of the days in our city that there wasn't a place that served a meal during lunchtime, at least. So we chose that day. I recruit food trucks. I do not have a food truck, which a lot of people think I have a food truck, but I do not. So I recruit food trucks within our community to serve our houseless neighbors. We reimburse them for the cost of the food and supplies, and then just ask them to give up of their time and their gas. And then I collect needed items to hand out, such as brand new underwear, socks, donated clothing, hand warmers, gloves, stocking caps, and whatever else is needed during that time.
How does it feel for you when you see these food trucks come and support the houseless?
It's an honor that they do it, that they chose us to partner with. And it's just it's an amazing, beautiful experience. It's really cool because some of the food trucks come in and they, you know, want to be reimbursed for the entire amount of that cost of food and supplies, and then they change their mind and they'll be like, give me $50. So I think it's so great to get them involved because it's eye-opening for them.
Yeah. And with the houseless, have you seen, just talking to them, their confidence level rise with just getting a meal?
Oh, the amount of confidence that rises within our houseless community because of what Food Trucks Against Homeless does is next level. I get told all the time, I didn't get into housing on my own. It was because of you. It was because of you. It was because of Westside Cares. So yes, I hear success stories quite often, but not as often as I'd like to, because you have to get in line for that housing. And it takes a long time for our neighbors to get into housing because the systems are difficult.
What are some of the things that motivate you?
The things that motivate me. I believe that as humans, we are here to help other humans. That's my first and foremost motivation. So I feel like, you know, it's our job to help each other. And sorry, but I get emotional for everything. So I could tear up occasionally. But the motivation, too, is to hear their stories. One time, one of our houseless neighbors came up to us and said, you know, if I had a shovel, do you know anybody who has a shovel? Because if I had a shovel, I could, you know, shovel the driveway at this tattoo parlor that's nearby, because they offered me money if I had a shovel. So I found a shovel and I brought him a shovel. And then I got a beautiful email from them stating that if it wasn't for that shovel, that they wouldn't be able to bring in money and be able to further themselves in our community.
What are some of the things you've learned from your wife?
So it's funny because she's not as involved as she was in the beginning. That's a big question. You know, it's interesting because I'm an introvert. When we started this and people approached us to do interviews, I always was, honey, can you do the interview? Because I'm not as good at that as she is. So she has taught me to, she has taught me to interview well, which is good because that it gets the word out for Futurex Against Homelessness and gets, you know, more money coming in our door. But, you know, I don't know if it's learn as much as she's such a big support system for me.
Yeah. And with the houseless, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, mental health and substance issues. Do you think the stigma of just talking about that stuff lessening?
I think it's always good to talk about the stigma so that it can lessen that stigma. There is a lot of mental health issues out there amongst our houseless community, but I also believe that the addiction, when talked about, is related to more of the situation than maybe who they are as a person. I'm sure there are addicts out there that identify as that, but I do believe it's a coping mechanism why they're out on the street.
What are your plans to move forward in like the next 3 to 5 years with it?
It's always interesting when I get asked that question, because one of the most important things for me, when it comes to Futurex Against Homelessness, you know, the three words that identify us are serving, caring, and connecting. And the connecting, what I have found out, comes first before we can really serve that, you know, before we serve that meal. That is the most important thing. I mean, we all need to be fed, right? But it's that connecting with them. And I mean, I would love to see other persons within their community create something like what I'm doing. But for Futurex Against Homelessness right now, today, where I would like to see it is right where it's at. You know, I have six wonderful volunteers that come on Mondays that give me the opportunity to engage with our neighbors, talk to them, make them feel like a human, ask them questions to get to know them. So I never want to move from that position, because I think that the connection with them has been the most important thing for them to succeed in getting housing.
Did you think when you started this that it would have the impact that it does?
No, because I can't see that future, but I do know that when we as humans hold space for others in housed community, we see growth. So I knew that I would see that within that community. So no, I wasn't surprised by it, but I love being there, seeing it, being involved in it. Yeah.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Oh, what a good question. I have spent thousands of dollars in therapy over the years. I've checked myself into level one psychiatric facilities and done outpatient work. You know, we all are born with inherent good. And then we have these things in our lives, you know, that transform us, trauma. Especially, you know what I mean? We all have a story about trauma. And so I've done the work, and I continue to do that work because that is an ongoing process.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Oh, how can people reach out and learn more? We do have a website. The long version is www.futurexagainsthomelessness.com, or you can do FTAHCOS.com. To learn more about us, did you ask about donating? Because I could throw that up.
No, yes, please. Okay.
Yeah, we have Venmo, we have Cash App, and we have PayPal, and they're all pretty much under either Futurex Against Homelessness or FTAH. It's a lot more easier nowadays to find us now that we've, you know, made a name for ourselves. But yeah, those are the three ways, at least technology wise, that you can get donations to us, and or go to our website to learn more about us. And there's a phone number on there too, and you're more than welcome to reach out to me with any questions at any time, and or on social media. We have a Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok too.
What would you say to anyone going through a tough time?
Oh, you know, What I always tell my neighbors is that I'm always sending them love and light and healing energy. And so I just kind of leave it simple like that, because I don't know what they're going through. You know, I always say we have different stories, but sometimes this exact same emotions, right? So for me, it's just offering them, pushing energy towards their way of love, light, and healing.